This is podcast number 26 with me, Miller Roper. So today I'm going to talk about sun salutations and the history of sun salutations. In yoga, sun salutations are like the bread and butter of modern day yoga. And in that, it's any yoga class you take in the United States or Europe, and even in India, most classes will have some form of sun salutation in their sequence. And that is a great thing. It really augments the practice. It gives everybody an opportunity to heat up the body, right? So sun salutations are an awesome thing for the body and for yoga class. Now, there's different variations of sun salutations that you might do in a yoga class. You might do sun salutation A, which basically looks like very much like a burpee. And then you might do classical sun salutations, which are, you're going to step a leg back to like a lunging Anjaneyasana position, right? It's just like a lunge. Then you're going to move through some back bend, down dog, and then you're going to step up to the top of the mat again. That's more of a classical sun salutation, a little less vigorous than sun salutation A. And then B is taking A and then kind of adding on, and you put a chair pose in the beginning, and then you put warrior ones in between everything, and chaturanga, upward dog. These are your three primary sun salutations. Nowadays, people are doing moon salutations and all this other stuff too. It's great. It's all following in the line of Krishnamacharya. Now, Krishnamacharya was around the 1920s, is around when he started teaching yoga. 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, that was his main time of teaching yoga. And Krishnamacharya wasn't just some yoga guy in the cave. He was interested in physical fitness, things like Indian wrestling, as well as Western gymnastics and weightlifting, and even Western boxing. He was very interested in these things. And he was a very fit man for the time. If you see pictures of him, he's pretty shredded. for an Indian man at that time. So he was very into physical fitness. And he then adopted some of these workout routines from these other modalities of fitness, which I think is amazing and brilliant. And then he took what he learned from his teachers of traditional yoga, supposedly in some cave in Nepal, and you know, where he learned Hatha Yoga. And then he kind of combined that to make what we know today as modern vinyasa. So the sun salutation that you're doing in your yoga class is most likely not even 100 years old. Maybe it's around 100 years old at this point. But it was only a few generations old. It's not Vedic. It is not traditional by any sense of the means. Now, there is something called parikram, which resembles a sun salutation, but you're moving around a holy dham, a holy site in India, and you're kind of placing a rock down and then extending your body in full prostration, laying full out on the ground, and then picking that rock up and doing it again. And when you do that for 45 minutes, boy, it's a heck of a workout. And you could say that that does resemble some aspects of sun salutations. So from that way of looking at it, sure, it's traditional. But if you look at it like it's an Indian wrestling warm-up, it might take away some of the mystique. Or maybe your yoga teacher is telling you that it's some kind of much more ethereal connection to the sun and this and that. Nothing wrong with putting that in. But just to know where it comes from as far as what is the genuine article. It was most likely a wrestling warm-up that they would do to get the body ready to wrestle. And then Krishnamacharya kind of yogified it, made it a little more structured. And then in the West, we've obviously geeked out on it. So now at this point, we want to analyze Chaturanga and how to do that properly and how to activate your body properly in upward facing dog. These things were not really a part of this yoga that was taught by Krishnamacharya. Alignment and things like that came from Iyengar, and then what we've done in the West with it is really taken that to another level of alignment and things like that. I think sun salutations are a great safe way to warm the body up for physical exercise. I think it's important and a really safe way to do it. But when we as yoga teachers can kind of make a bigger deal of sun salutations, or we try and mystify them, I feel like we do a disservice to our students and the people that are learning them. And we can be transparent with them and just say, hey, yeah, these are sun salutations. And there's plenty of stuff on the web, on the internet that kind of will give it a much more kind of fancy meaning and more of a quote-unquote new age feel to it. And you can even implement that, and it's not wrong to say, man, I love the sun. Sitting outside in the sun there's nothing like it. And you can really enjoy the sun, and to offer the sun your respects, it's amazing. According to the yogic traditions, I mean, the sun is Surya. It is its own being, and what better thing to salute than the sun? So, I like, you could do all that, but the idea of kind of hoodwinking our students into thinking that it's something much bigger than it really is more. I just always like to know that, because when my teacher Tukaram taught me this information, I was almost annoyed, because I was like, I was so attached to sun salutations being some kind of very deep thing, but in reality it was just a wrestling warm-up. And then Krishnamacharya put that in because he was commissioned to teach at the Mysore Palace. So he was commissioned to teach these very young boys yoga. So he's basically teaching kids yoga. And what do you do in kids yoga? You got to get the kids tired so they can meditate. You can't tell them just, hey, sit down, meditate. Right? You got to get them tired. So what do you do? Created a sequence that involved vigorous exercise to help calm them down so they could sit and meditate. This is what we see as modern day Ashtanga yoga. And if you watch old videos of Iyengar, he's very physical with his practice and, you know, jumping through and doing all this amazing acrobatics. But that isn't, there's such a deeper side to yoga than just the movement. Many a runner will tell you that they get a runner's high and they get a feeling of euphoria through running. I mean, if you talk to any Brazilian jiu-jitsu person, after we train, we feel a certain amount of peace in the mind. So physical activity is just amazing. It's amazing what moving your machine around, your body machine, what that can do for your mental health and your spiritual health. So I think anything that's going to connect those things together, pretty amazing. But I just wanted to give, if people are interested, the history of sun salutations and understanding that what the basis is for most of our yoga classes is an Indian wrestling warm-up combined with a burpee. And and there isn't anything inherently spiritual about the movements that we're doing with the body. Now, all that being said, I did a training with Judith Lasseter. Judith Lasseter is a very prominent person in the yoga world and very, very well studied, you know. And she basically created restorative yoga. Learned from Iyengar for many years. And she had this saying that I just thought was so great. She said, the yoga is not the asana. She said, the yoga is the residue that is left by the asana. So that's powerful. My teacher Raghunath says this great thing. He says that yoga, asana, it's the condiment. It's not the main course. It's a condiment. So it's basically ketchup or it's soy sauce or it's mustard, right? It's a condiment. It's an addition to the deeper practices of yoga. So the sun salutations, they're actually not the yoga. It's the residue that's left that is the yoga. And in that way, really any movement will do. Now, I think sun salutations, the way in which you're mindfully placing the body, it is amazing. And what a great tool for us as yoga teachers to know how to cue that properly and safely and take somebody through physical movements that are going to be very safe for their body. I think it's just a brilliant thing. But that to always remember that the asana isn't the yoga. It's the residue. That's the yoga, right? It's what the asana leaves, that residue, that's the yoga. And isn't that true? Like when you get to Shavasana, after you do a class and you have some kind of bigger experience through your physical movement, it's really at the end in Shavasana what you really get and reap the benefit of. There's a great book called Original Yoga by Richard Rosen. And it's rediscovering the traditional practices of Hatha Yoga. And I'm saying it Hatha. So there's no TH in Sanskrit. So there's no Hatha, Tha, right? So it's Ha and Ta. Hatha, Hatha Yoga. And in that book, he really breaks down the history and how Krishnanamacharya, how he came to his practices and how the Hatha Yoga Pradipika was his source text and how he translated and built on that very thing. So then, I mean, if you take like a class with Leslie Van Bell or something like that, local to the area here in New York, she's a great teacher on Long Island and a good friend of mine. We did teacher trainings together for many years and taught all this information. And she is a master at taking sun salutations and riffing on them and building her whole class off of them in this very eloquent flow. She teaches at Breathe Strength in East Northport, New York. I think they have online classes too. So if you're listening to this and you want to try a class, I would definitely highly recommend that. Her and Charlotte. Charlotte's a friend. And they're both great yoga teachers there who take this information that Krishnamacharya and this blueprint that Krishnamacharya gave to us. And he said, hey, here's yoga, right? Let's mix it with some more vigorous movement so we can get the mind to be calm. And we can take any movement and we can structure it similar to some of the yogic way of looking at it and how can it benefit the body alignment-wise. And then add in the breathing, I mean, it's brilliant. And that's exactly what Leslie does. That's what Charlotte does. That's what I do. And then you have full freedom as a yoga teacher to teach however you want to teach and whatever movement you want to introduce, as long as you're following that line, you know you're in good company. So that ability to do that, and most of what we do in the West with yoga asana revolves around riffing off of sun salutations. So to know this information and to know where it comes from, how old it is, it will only make you a better teacher, because it will then open up the door to your own creative license. So you can then explore your own expression of yoga, which I think is awesome. And that's what I've continually done. Adding in martial arts movements to my yoga classes, things like that. But I'm always keeping Krishnamacharya in the back of my head and going, okay, how would he structure this? Or how would you make this movement more yogic or more mindful, you know, of how you move? And that's what you see when you take those Indian wrestling warm-ups. And you could watch them on YouTube and you'll see people doing them. And they basically just look like burpees. And we do them in judo. They call them judo push-ups. Very similar to the Indian wrestling warm-up. And which looks just like a sun salutation A, which looks similar to a burpee. So next time you are taking a yoga class, you can know that there isn't anything inherently spiritual or otherworldly. Then you're really just moving your body around in a mindful way. And then look for that calming of the mind. Don't miss out on the Shavasana. Stay in the Shavasana, right? I know sometimes in Bikram, it's like the teacher leaves the room. Everybody goes, they get right up and they leave. The whole purpose of the yoga is to sit, to try and still the mind and get the mind, get that, what they call in Sanskrit, the chanchala, this ever flickering mind, to calm down and to cessate, what they call nirodha in the Yoga Sutras. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is the calming of the fluctuating thoughts, right? That's yoga. And the sun salutations help you to achieve that. But there's nothing inherently spiritual necessarily about them. I hope this helps. I hope helps us to understand our tradition and where it comes from and how we can then implement some of this knowledge and feel free that we're not like breaking the rules, so to speak, of if we start to add on or get creative with our sun salutations. I hope it inspires us to do more of that. If you like the podcast, please subscribe to it. And look out for other content. And I own a holistic health center in Northport, New York. There's yoga on Sundays. There's free kirtan on Sundays. I specialize in treating seizure disorders with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, amongst other things. And you can check out the website at www.omnamoji.com, omnamoji.com. And if you need anything with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and you're local to the area, that website is ombjj.org. And yeah, and like I said, go to Breathe Strength and in East Northport, and then there's Yoga Blue in Northport as well. And then there is my friend Tyler's studio named Everfresh in Havertown, Pennsylvania. And then there's Soul Yoga in Huntington. And yeah. And then my friend Raquel has a studio called Free Spirits in Patchogue. So those are just some plugs for them, and hope to see you on the mat soon.